Doing propagation measurements remains a challenging issue for research in wireless communication, and one of the reasons is, of course, to design optimal systems that can handle delay spreads to a large extent. And in Delft, we are speaking with Klaus Wittrisaal, who did some propagation measurements, and it turns out that fairly simple measurement setups can give you lots of information. Klaus, what type of measurement setup did you use?
Well, the measurement setup that I use consists of a continuous wave signal generator, and we at the receiver we have a spectrum analyzer, so we measure the received power as a function of the frequency. And as you know, in a mobile radio channel we have fading. We have fading effects, so we have a frequency selective channel, in fact, so the received power varies if you observe it as a function of the frequency. Now the idea is to characterize this fading by some parameters, and such a parameter is, for example, the RMS delay spread.
Do you just measure amplitudes or also phases?
No, I only measure amplitudes. That's the main difference to other methods measuring or estimating RMS delay spread.
Well, earlier John Davis described how just from variances in the amplitude you can derive the local mean power, that's the mean power, but also the Riesian K factor. But you can go further than that.
Yes, I can go further. If I observe this variation of power as a function of frequency, I can analyze the level crossing statistics in the frequency domain. And based on an analytical model, I found out that there is a relation, there is proportionality between this level crossing rate and the RMS delay spread. And so if I measure the level crossing rate, I can estimate the RMS delay spread.
Why do you go to level crossing rates and not, let's say, just correlation between amplitudes? Because that very easily relates to delay spreads, coherence bandwidth related to delay spread and so on.
There is a problem with coherence bandwidth related to delay spreads, because if you have high Riesian K factors, that means if you have a line of sight, dominant line of sight, then your coherence bandwidth, your correlation functions do not give you good information about the channel, but the level crossing rates still remains good parameter. Still has this proportionality to RMS delay spread.
Okay. Well, and you apply this method to various channels above the 1 GHz band. I think, what are your first impressions from doing these measurements?
That's right. We did some measurements at 17 and at 60 GHz bands. Well, the impressions of that were indoor measurements, so for very short range radio links, the results were a very short delay spread, basically.
So is that good news because you don't need an equalizer, or bad news because OFDM doesn't give you the diversity?
Well, in thinking about OFDM, that's right. It's not so good news. But I think it was also our measurement equipment was maybe not powerful enough. Or if you think about a more powerful system, you will have more fading. It depends very much on the antennas also.
Mm-hmm. If you look around here, you see a typical hall, which can hold about 100 people. They are not all here, although we have a lot of background noise. What would be a delay spread, or what would be a coherence bandwidth? What type of transmit bandwidth would you need to have frequency diversity?
It's a very difficult question. In fact, well, I did not do measurements myself. That's my weak point. And I think with the measurement setup that we had, especially the antennas we had, they had some directional characteristics, so we could not investigate such environments very well.
You're not the type of propagation researcher yet who walks into a hall and says, well, this is my delay spread.
No, definitely not. I don't have the experimental background.
Just like an audio engineer who clicks his fingers.
Yeah, well...